Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So today I want to talk to, the title of my message today is Grateful. And we are going to begin in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 7. But we're not going to read it yet. You know, so I was meditating this morning and even throughout the week, but it was really this morning that I realized and God brought to my remembrance that 11 years ago to this date, God called me to be the pastor of Promise Christian Ministries. To this date. Amen. So it was November 22nd, 2014. And I haven't checked the calendar. And God speaks to me in numbers. And so not only is 11 the month of November, but it happened 11 years ago to the date. And when me and Pastor Ruth went to meet Apostle San Lape, we never even touched on the subject why we were there. We started, Pastor Ruth started discussing with him about the church, about dissolving the church, and then that's when everything began, and the apostle pointed at me and said, God's calling you to be the pastor for Promise Christian Ministries for such a time. And the next day, the Lord knew how I felt about it, and I said, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, then you're going to have to confirm it. And little did you know that that same night, he confirmed my calling through 2 Samuel chapter 7. And on Sunday, November 23rd, which is today, also November 23rd, 11 years ago, I came to Pastor Ruth and I said, here's the scripture. I got my confirmation. You know, and so 11 years ago, I began, not began fully my calling, because I began, as everybody knows, July in 2015, but that's when the Lord began to speak to me and give me a download and you know, just show me things that I hadn't seen before. And for that, I'm grateful, but he gave me just little pieces, okay? So today's message, he's just reminding me and reminding you of the promises that he's made to us, right? And so there's a lot of things that that I said to myself, Lord, this is the week of that we celebrate Thanksgiving. What am I grateful for? Because there's so much that I'm grateful for, as I know that you're so grateful for so many things that the Lord has done in your life. And the three things that he began with, I'm grateful that that God placed in my heart that they just touched me, because this is the truth of my heart. I am grateful for redemption. I am grateful for his provision. And I am grateful for his wisdom. And these three things has really brought me from the year 2014, in the month of November, to where I am today. Amen? And it doesn't stop here, but it gets better and better and better, because every day is better than the last. And that's what the Word says. Amen? So I want to begin in Ephesians 1:7, because the most important thing for all of us is our redemption. God has redeemed each and every one of us, hallelujah, from darkness, from a past, from an old life, amen. And look at what Ephesians 1:7 says, that in him, in Christ Jesus, right? It's talking about the Lord Jesus. This is Paul's letter. It's talking to the Ephesian church about the Lord Jesus Christ. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. How can you even put a price on the grace of God? You cannot. You cannot. My God. I mean, the Lord is grace. You know what I mean? The Lord is our Redeemer. He is the one who sacrificially gave everything, and he took our place at the cross. He took our place. Redemption is the forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
And there is no way, church, to receive redemption apart from the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. There's no way. There is no salvation in any other way. And the redemption that we have today is eternal and intended to purify us all from all iniquity, not some, from all iniquity, and bring us to a point where we can now serve the living God. Amen? We can serve the Lord now because we have been redeemed. We were in darkness, but God has brought us into His marvelous light because we said yes to the Lord.
Amen.
We said yes to the Lord. I said yes to the Lord. I may have been a little bit rebellious. Amen. But I still gave Him my yes. Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. Whatever You want me to do. Okay, Lord. Lord, I'm not liking this. This is not what I was expecting. I'm not happy with this. But okay, Lord, You're going to have to help me. You're going to have to guide me. You're going to have to do something, change my attitude, because I really don't like this. I know this is sacrifice when You're a pastor. God, I really don't like this. Where You're taking me? I mean, I was speaking to God. And His grace covered me. His mercies were new every morning because this is how I was speaking every single day. Every single day. I was telling God, I don't like this. I don't want this. Every single day. But His mercies embraced me. His grace saturated me. Even when I fell and even when I did things that weren't pleasing, get up. Get up. I need You. Get up. God was there. And I tell you, there's nothing better to be in a place of redemption. To know that our past, present, and future sins have been forgiven, are under the blood of Jesus. That all we got to do when we fail God in any way, when we commit sin, whatever it is, because the Word of God says we all fall short of the glory of God. We all miss it. To know that we can just confess, repent, and the Lord says, I need You. Keep going. I need You. Keep going. Don't stop. He is our number one fan. Amen. Number one. He's the one that's for us. People may be against us, but God is always for you. If he's called you, He's going to equip you for the work that's ahead. Yes. So we shouldn't be fearful. And boy, was I fearful, as you all know. Amen. But I've gotten to a point this past 11 years that the enemy has to run from me because I will beat him down. He cannot touch me. He cannot have me. I will not allow anything to come between me and God. Amen. And that includes my calling and the ministry. Amen. I got to pursue, pursue, pursue. We're not here for numbers. We're here to serve each other and to serve the Lord foremost. He is our good shepherd. Amen.
Yes, He is.
And with redemption, church, came salvation. Wow. And salvation, the Greek word for salvation is soteria, S-O-T-E-R-I-A, which doesn't just mean your ticket to heaven. Okay, I'm already saved. That's it. I got nothing else to do. No, it comes with a full package. Just like when you work, you have a full benefit package. The benefit includes health insurance, vision, dental, life insurance, right? And other things, daycare benefits, there's a bunch of things that come. And I'm here to tell you that salvation came with a package. It wasn't just an entrance to heaven, to eternity. No, it means that when you became saved, you became healthy, delivered, protected, saved, prosperous, healed in the name of Jesus. All those things that I just mentioned were wrapped up in that package of salvation. And the word power, let me tell you, when the Lord, the Holy Spirit came upon us, amen, when the Holy Spirit touched our hearts, when we became sealed by the Holy Spirit of God, He didn't just give us authority, He gave us power. And the word power means dunamis. He gave us the strength and the miracle working power of God to do the same things that the Lord Jesus Christ did here on earth. We have the Lord God mirrored us to His Son Jesus Christ. He gave us the authority and the legal right to rule and reign over our lives, knowing that God is first above all. Amen. But because Christ now resides in us, we have a legal right to everything. All these things that I mentioned before, that comes with a package of salvation, we have a legal right to each and every one of them. You want healing? It's already done. Amen?
Amen.
You want salvation? It's already done. You don't need to be saved twice. It's already done. Amen? You want prosperity? Well, God is your source. You have it. You want deliverance? You were delivered when you said yes to Jesus. Amen? Are you believing? The point is, are you going to believe and receive? Or are you just going to continue walking in deception? No, it's already done. So don't deal. The package is full. You received the whole package in full. You already received part of it. You received it in full. Redemption means you have the full power of God residing in you, and now you can operate in it. You can experience the miracles, the signs and wonders that God called you to do, because it's through us. It's that power works through us, the word says. God already did it. We don't need to have the Lord Jesus sacrifice Himself over again and over again for us to receive this package. No. It's already done once and for all. He said it was finished, and it is finished. When you become redeemed, you become well equipped to do the same thing that the Lord Jesus did on earth. Because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that resides and dwells and lives in each and every one of us. Amen? So we have redemption. The second thing that I thank God for is for His provision. His provision. God is my provider. He is my source, and He's been my source for the past 11 years, and He's going to continue to be my source. I got everything that I need. Even when my checkbook is at a negative, out of nowhere, money comes in. Out of nowhere, money. That is God. That is the heart of the Father. That is when you put your heart and you say, Lord Jesus, I trust you. I'm not going to go by sight. I'm going to walk by faith. Lord, I thank you, God, for the finances. I thank you, God, that you are my provider. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the book, Gospel of Matthew. And let's go to chapter 6, verse 33. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why the songs today, you know, grateful. He is the great I am. He is worthy. Hallelujah. You have to see it. You have to see it. You got to walk in it. Amen. But Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. And we're going to get to those things, right? So here it says, you know, you might be saying, well, what are the things you're talking about, right? What is the Lord Jesus speaking about? So, well, there are things listed in the verses before. So I want you to go to, let's start in verse 25, right? Just before, a few verses before. And it begins by saying, this is the Lord Jesus speaking, right? It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? 26. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies in the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, all you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. God knows already. God knows, but there's a condition behind it. You gotta seek Him. You gotta allow Him to be in your presence. You gotta confess the Lord God. You gotta have a communication with Him. You gotta have relationship with Him. He's gotta be your number one fan. He's gotta be first above all things. And here, God is very specific. Amen. The Lord said that we need to eat. Yes, we need to sleep, right? And we need to be clothed, right? But yeah. He's saying that He's going to take care of all of it because He's God.
Amen.
If we seek Him first, if we seek Him first and foremost, the Lord, and His righteousness. Let's not forget that. His righteousness. God is good. The goodness of God. His righteousness. He's right standing. Like the Lord Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father. He is interceding for me and you daily. If we put God first in our lives, God will supernaturally take care of our needs. Supernaturally.
Yes.
And the supernatural, it gets manifested in the natural, so you can see it. It's physical. You can see it. You can witness it. When I look at my checkbook, one day it's in the negative, the next day, wow, where would this money come from? That is God's supernatural abundance. That is God. Amen.
Amen.
When God starts supplying our needs, amen, because He is supernaturally taking care of them, when He starts supplying our needs, He will do even better than we could ever do, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does better than we could ever
ask or imagine.
Ask or imagine. That's right, because He is God El Shaddai, not God El Chibo. God is all-sufficient. He paves the streets, His streets, with pure gold. And He makes His gates out of pearls. It's in the Word. So we serve a God that is extravagant. And when He starts being our provider, when you allow Him to be your provider, His supply to you and towards you will be extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And notice that He says, seek first, the word first. And this is speaking of priorities. So we have to, God wants us to focus, right? And put our focus on not on the earthly things, but on the heavenly things. Hallelujah. And yes, we need to focus on the earthly things. Yes, we need to do that. But they should never be our priority. This is why the Lord says, seek me first. Seek first his kingdom. Seek first the heavenly things. Because the earthly things have to come second. They cannot be first place in your life. Because God and his kingdom should always come first in our natural lives, amen, in our priorities. And what if you have a things to do list like I do, God has to be first on that list. And we shouldn't even have a list and put God in it. It should be automatically, the minute you wake up, acknowledge the Creator.
Amen.
Acknowledge your Redeemer. Acknowledge your Provider. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for another
day. That's right. The kingdom of God should always come first in our priorities. And when they come first, when they are first, God will supernaturally take care of all the natural things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a good God. Amen. Because he is concerned about everything that's happening in us, through us, and around us. And the greatest scriptural example of this has to be Solomon. Remember Solomon, the son of David.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When the Lord asked him what he wanted, right? He says, ask me anything. What do you want?
Wisdom.
And you know what Solomon did? He put God first. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hold on one second. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So God put Solomon, right? He asked Solomon, what do you require of me? Like, ask me anything. Don't we? You know, sometimes the Lord will, he told me that, just ask me. Just ask me. And sometimes, I've been saying, Lord, what should I ask you? You know? Because sometimes we don't even know what to ask. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray. So then, you know, you pray in the Spirit. I said, Lord, you know, what should I be asking you? You know? And he'll tell you. He'll tell you. But here we have Solomon, right? My Lord, my Lord. Solomon, the Lord said, ask me anything, right? And what did he do? He put God and his kingdom first, ahead of his own needs. He didn't even ask for money. He asked for wisdom. He didn't ask for riches. He asked for wisdom to govern the people of Israel. My Lord. And because he didn't ask God for riches, God gave him the wisdom, his wisdom. And he was able to build the most beautiful temple that will ever exist in the world. No temple can ever match the wisdom that God gave Solomon to build the temple for God. Amen. So here we have, not only are we redeemed, but God is our provider. Amen. And the third thing that I'm so grateful for, amen, it's wisdom. Because remember, whatever Solomon asked for, he asked for wisdom. And it surely did come to pass. Because God gave him the wisdom to build this beautiful temple that he built in Israel. Amen. But look, the third thing is wisdom. I am so grateful for the wisdom of God. If it wasn't for the wisdom of God, I would not be standing here today, church. I would not be standing here today. Let's turn to the book of James and let's go to chapter 1, verse 5. It's a little book. Right before 1 Peter. We're going to go to James 1, 5. And this is what it says. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Amen? Just ask, right? The word is saying, just ask. So if we are in the midst of a trial, let's say, right, for example, and we don't know what to do, that means we can ask God for wisdom, and he will grant you the wisdom you're looking for to see how or what solutions you can put in place in order to resolve whatever it is and whatever trial or circumstance you're going through. And this is really, really important, because most of the trials that we ourselves encounter are self-inflicted. Can I get an amen on that one? Amen. A lot of the things we go through, we inflict ourselves. So we can always be blaming the enemy or Satan for things that are going on around our lives, because most of the time they are being inflicted by us. And they are often, right? And at least to some degree, they really are. Because sometimes instead of asking the Lord first, we go by our own understanding, by our own ability, and then when things don't go the right way, then we turn to God and we get angry at him. Amen? I said, God didn't cause this. We should have gone to God first. We should have gone to God first. We shouldn't have gone to our friends or our siblings or our family members. No, God is there for a reason. And what happens is we fail to seek the wisdom of God in many situations that we go through. And then things happen. We turn around and we start blaming God when the reality is that, you know, he says, you didn't ask me. I had a solution. You didn't ask me. But ask me now. You know, this is where his grace comes in, right? His mercies are new every morning. Ask me. And then when he tells you to ask him, we don't ask him because we think he's angry at us now for not going to him first. Amen? But God is not like that. God is gracious. He's a God of compassion. He will see you through it. Amen? He's got the answers. All we got to do is ask. All we got to do is ask. So if we are in trouble of any sort, we can ask the Lord for help and wisdom, and he will give it to us without rebuke. God is not there waiting for you. Ha, ha, ha. I told you this was going to happen. No, he's not like that. He doesn't remind you of your mistakes. He gives you guidance from that point on. Amen? Remember, he's your Redeemer. And we need to be grateful for that. Thank you, Lord, that even when we miss it, you're still there. He doesn't ignore us. God is still there. He's rooting for you and me. He's rooting for us. He is for us, never against us. Hallelujah. Look at Moses, right? Look at Moses. He wasn't very happy when God called him. He says, why are you picking me? I can't even speak. He wasn't very happy, yet God still used him. Amen? Because at the end of the day, Moses still had a willing heart. Amen? What about Peter? Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ 3 times, right? He denied him. Yet he's the one that began the church at Pentecost. God used him mightily. What about Paul? Paul was persecuting Christians. He was persecuting the name of Jesus. Yet God used him to inspire us And he has inspired the whole world through his letters, the epistles inside the Bible, the living scriptures of God. Amen. This is the living word. Amen. And even I, when I got called 11 years ago and I really didn't want to surrender to the Lord, God has used me in the past 11 years to come this far. Amen. And the latter will be greater than the last. Amen. God is doing something new. He's working things out. Hallelujah. For the building of his kingdom, God is in the house. He's working out things even behind the scenes. We may not see it, but we know he's working. He's the way maker. He's the miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. That is the God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. The book of Proverbs. I hope you're learning something today. Amen. I hope the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today about this word. Amen. Proverbs 2, 6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding." Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord does give wisdom. There is a wisdom of this world that produces nothing good, as we know. But what we're seeking today, we are seeking the wisdom of God. The godly wisdom that comes from God as a gift. It is a gift from God. If you said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you made him your Lord and Savior, this is a free gift. Again, amen, part of the package. All you got to do is ask. Amen. And it comes through his word. You want wisdom? Read the word. Jesus is the wisdom of God. He is the truth that is well established in scripture. Amen. You want to know wisdom? Get in the word. You want to get understanding? Get in the word. You want to receive knowledge? Get in the word. And ask the Holy Spirit to give you the insight and the knowledge and understanding and reveal to you how this word applies to you, to give to you the understanding of the full gospel. What is the Lord? What is it to me to be redeemed? What is it for you to be my provider? What is it for you to give me your wisdom? What does that look like? Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, "You will seek and find me when you search with all your heart." So how do we have to ask? We have to ask with all our heart. Amen. God knows the intentions of your heart. And even in Matthew 7:7, right, it says, and let's go there. Let's go to Matthew 7:7. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It has become one of my favorite scriptures. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's go there. We're almost done. Let's go there. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you." So it's very simple, but we have to ask in faith without wavering, right? We must ask according to God's will, amen, and not consume it upon our own lusts and desires. We got to seek the will of God. It's got to be according to his will. Lord, whatever it is, Lord God, I just want your perfect will to be done. Amen. It's got to fall in line with his plan for your life. Amen. And when you seek and find, right, the seeking and finding must also be qualified. Amen. By what we read before in Matthew 6:33, where it says, "Seek first the kingdom." Because if we're seeking something more than when we are seeking God, now we are hindering our own supply. Amen? So we have to seek first the Lord. We got to seek first His kingdom, His righteousness, and then God will deposit and add everything that you need. Amen? Daily. Not just for today. Amen. Daily. For the rest of the week, for the rest of the month, for the rest of the years, and for the years to come. Amen?
Yes.
So it's so important, church, that we know and that we acknowledge, especially this Thanksgiving, amen, what God has done in your life. And in the same way that God has been my redeemer, my provider, and my wisdom for these past 11 years, He will continue to be. So ask yourself, church, are you grateful for what the Lord has done in your life? And are you actively seeking God in faith? Well, God wants to continue to reveal Himself to you. He wants to continue to strengthen you, strengthen me, and to reward us, amen, for the pursuit of Him that we have in our lives, because we are keeping our eyes first on the Lord, amen. And before I close, I want to celebrate these 11 years. Amen. I want to celebrate these 11 years with a song. And God reminded me of this song and the lyrics that spoke volume to me at that point. And I actually did a worship dance at the Radisson Hotel at the time 11 years ago. Amen. And I don't know if it might have been that same day. I don't know why, but I just feel it's that same day. Amen. But 11 years ago, I know that this song, I celebrated the Lord for His goodness. So I'm going to share the screen. I want you to listen to the song. I want it to be part of the recording. Amen.
Amen.
And I'll come back to you. Stop, hold on, because this is, oh no, that's right. Hope you can hear it.
When I was locked inside my head, when I was lost in a maze of doubt, you called my name and woke me up. You called my name and let me out. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That is a song of celebration. Hallelujah. And here I am. Amen. Where you got to know your season. This season is coming to an end with Primus Christian Ministries, but God has given me Beacon of Light Church. Amen. Yes. That starting 2026, we are opening up this church. Amen. And we're going to be shining bright. We're going to be the beacons of hope, of love that God called us to be for the community. Well, but first, in our families first. Amen. We are the beacon of light in our families. Amen. Yes. So today I just wanted to celebrate the past 11 years. Celebrate with you and let you know that God has been good. Amen.
Good.
And I'm excited. My spirit is burning. Amen. For what yet the Lord is going to do in the next few months as we open up Beacon of Light Church in the Shirley area. So in closing, amen. Know that the Lord has redeemed us. Hallelujah. Yes. He's provided for you, and with Him we have the gift of wisdom, so we can continue to press on, keep pressing, keep trusting, and keep thanking Him for all He's done and is still doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen, yes.